Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight today, and wait until you see who we've got as a guest. Not going to believe it, but anyway, we're going to we'll get to that in just a second. But while I remind you that, you know, all of the videos now we can see in many different places, right? So before it was just YouTube. Now we've got Roku and Chromecast and Android TV. We've got Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and again, YouTube. You can go over also to clarissaburke.com and see all of the media there. We've got the podcast now going out on Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean, Pandora, Google, Apple, and of course, our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. We've got that happening. Also, do not forget to go over to clarissaburke.com because the magazine the digital magazine is over there. We've got Iris Apfel on this last cover for summer, and wait until you see who we've got coming up for fall. Unbelievable stuff. And in fall, we've got this really great new technology coming out that we are going to be the very first in the entire world to have. Wait to see what that's all about. It is the coolest thing, I think, on the planet. And I think it's going to really change. It's going to be a breakthrough for digital advertising. So that's exciting, too. All right, let's bring on our guest. I'm just going to bring her on, and then I'm going to tell you about her. Because, you know, I usually try to go as much as I possibly can by memory. You know, just sort of, you know, put a few things in my head and there's no way, because this bio just keeps going and going. It's one of these kind of, you know, so that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to memorize that, but I am going to bring her on. There is Adriana Trigiani. Hello.
Oh, there. Oh my God, you're so beautiful.
Oh, you could. I mean, I just can't believe the, you know, your bio. If I were to try to, let me just. So you're a New York Times bestseller, the author of 18 books, fiction and nonfiction. You've been published in over 38 different languages all around the world. Oh, may I have your autograph, please? She's an award-winning playwright, a television writer and producer, and a filmmaker. And I know you know some of her films, so don't go away for that. She's going to tell us a lot more. I was looking at the Bridgestone Gap this morning. I was looking at, while I was doing the research, and oh, man. You talk about just wanting to laugh and all get you in the feels and get the tissues. It's really, really great. I want to talk to her about her inspiration, where it comes from. And I want to also talk to you, Adriana, about being the co-founder of The Origin Project. We're going to get into all of it right now. Welcome to the show. So thrilled.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you, Clarissa. What an honor for me.
How can any one person do all of these things and like still stay sane? There's so much on your plate.
Well, you know, it's not a dress rehearsal. That's how I look at life. And I'm one of those people, I just feel the ticking of the clock and I'm thinking, hey, you know, we got to get this work done.
Lot to do. Lot to do in a very short amount of time.
And I'll know too when I don't have to. Well, I always had a lot of older people in my life, and I know how life goes, so I want to get it all in.
Right. We have to get it all in. So, okay, I wanted to talk to you about your books. Okay, so the books. Now, and I know I've got these banner things that, you know, are not the prettiest way to get, something on screen. First of all, your covers are absolutely gorgeous. And when we start talking about the 1940s/50s and the big band era, you had me at hello. I think it is the most beautiful time of all in our
post-war new look, you know, post-war the new look. And on my covers, you'll know this as a model, Mary Jane Russell, as photographed by Louise Dahl Wolf, is on many of my covers.
All right, so there, the Shoemaker's Wife.
That's Louise Dahl Wolf. That's a photograph by Louise Dahl Wolf. And that's Mary Jane Russell, who I spoke with before she died.
Is that the most gorgeous cover on the planet? Wait a minute, doesn't stop here. Here's another one.
That's not Mary Jane Russell, but that's a Louise Dahl Wolf.
That is absolutely gorgeous. But this one? Boom. Yeah. Tony's Wife.
Here's what's really interesting. That was a Vogue cover. And that's not Louise. That's not Louise Dahl. It's not a Louise Dahl Wolf. I don't
think. Right.
It's not Mary Jane Russell. To me, it looks like Loretta Young, but I can't prove
it. It does look like Loretta Young. You're absolutely right. The covers are absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Do you get your, like, you know, I mean, I know you get the question all the time, but your inspiration, is it coming from the way life is or the way you wish it would be? or it could be, or both?
What an interesting question. Maybe a little of both. I just like to write stories that I think you would want to read. I'm always thinking of my reader and what will take her away.
Right. And so what does normally take her away? Let's take a deeper drill into that. What you normally, or people, I know that people are, you know, when they're reading your fiction, nonfiction, they do want to be taken away and they want to be taken to a place that ... Fill in the blank.
Well, often it's Italy. I mean, it's Italian, and places that maybe they don't know about that are off the beaten track, where your life can change. Because what happens in every single one of my books is that there's a life-changing situation that happens, and you, over the course of the book, the characters evolve.
Yeah.
So I look at them almost like biographies in a way, because I'm telling a life story. But I was so influenced by my grandmothers and my mother that I want to always write their hearts and souls as I observe them.
Absolutely.
I'm writing my family, really.
So were you exposed to Italy as a young girl, or was your family all?
I did not study abroad. All my sisters did. I have four sisters that studied in Italy. I did not, because I was a theater major and I wanted to get a play produced on the main stage at St. Mary's in Notre Dame. So I didn't go. I'm still talking to my best friend about this, who was my roommate at St. Mary's. They're like, we should have gone, you know?
Should have gone.
I went very soon after college, and then I go every year.
Right. And each time there's something new, because Italy is so magical, and it depends on where you are, what you're looking for. And then it depends on what you're not looking for, right? Italy can do that.
It's so true. And you know, Clarissa, through the years, I've focused on different regions and towns and that I actually, you know, go to. And well, for me, I think that my heart is on the mountaintop in Scalfario. That's what I would say. So I really like to go there. Yeah. And I like cold weather, shocker. And I love Capri and Sorrento.
Yes.
And up and down in Santa Margherita and Sestri Levante. I love it all, right? My new novel's on the Ligurian coast, because I think that there's something magical about the Ligurian coast.
Right. Yeah. And you know, again, as I had said to you before, my 30 years in Italy, obviously, it's one of those kind of places that it kind of rounds you out. There's an awful lot to know and an awful lot. I don't think that, you know, certainly I wouldn't have spoken Italian had I sat in a college classroom for 8 years the way I do today, or would I have had the art appreciation classes that could have ever gotten me anywhere close to. Now, I don't know that much about art, but I know that I was immersed in art in Italy for those 30 years, and everywhere you go, it's a piece of art. So how can you not be inspired, right?
And there's also, I'm quite devoted to the Blessed Mother, and she's everywhere over there. She's painted on the sides of buildings. She's in frescoes. You'll go in a field, and there'll be growing corn, and there she is.
Absolutely. I'm sure you've been to the Vatican.
Yes, of course.
I know. Well, that's another really spectacular place that I had the great pleasure to be, a guest at the Vatican a couple of different times. We spoke about that before the show.
You met the popes. Now, my family has a very close connection to Pope John the 23rd.
Okay. Nice.
Because
let's compare popes. We're comparing popes.
Well, he's the first peasant pope. Because the popes prior to him, he went in 1958, the popes prior to him were princes. They were royalty, Italian royalty. So
exactly right.
He was the first one that was a farmer's son. And my family, the Spadas in Scalfario, were close to the Rampolli family at the foot of the mountain, because my great-grandfather ran the... So that's only my only connection. I haven't had your audiences and all that. And it's beautiful.
We'll get you one. Okay, so Very Valentine came out a year ago. That's another movie. It was a screen adaptation, Very Valentine, and that came out on Lifetime. You've got another movie coming out. Looks like pretty soon. And that is something called, it's a movie called Then Came You with Kathy Lee Gifford and Craig Ferguson. I remember when Kathy Lee was talking about this a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago on the Today Show, or, you know, Kathy Lee and Hoda talking about how excited she was. And then, of course, the, you know, there were these snippets coming back through. They would show show. It was very cool. So talk about that experience. What was that like out in Scotland?
She wrote it, and she had seen Big Stone Gap, which you watched, and she really loved Big Stone Gap. And she said, will you direct this? And I said, sure. So she's a force of nature in a way that's really interesting. She does everything on her own terms. She went over and scouted with Christine Gardner, and then they came back with all these pictures of the places and that are in the movie, and then we got down to it and we got it made. And she acts in it and she's superb. And Craig Ferguson is absolutely hilarious and scrumptious in it. And Elizabeth Hurley, Ford Kiernan, who is superb and phenomenal, and Phyllida Law.
Right. So that's in October of this year release. Is that still on target? And where are we going to see it?
Well, they're figuring out they want to open in 500 theaters, but I don't know if it's going to be possible, Clarissa. Right. So when it'll go to video on demand.
Okay. Well, you let us know and we'll get the word out for you. I mean, you know, we'll be absolutely thrilled to do that. I want to know more about the Origin Project, and because it's fascinating to me that you're helping students in Appalachia with their writing programs. Tell us more about that.
Well, I grew up in Appalachia. I grew up in a town called Big Stone, which you know, and they're the best people in the world. And I love them very much. Right. And my skill set is to write, right? So years ago, when I was an office temp on Wall Street, I met Nancy Bollmeyer Fisher. And she really became a philanthropist after she left Wall Street.
Right.
And so, and we stay close through the years, and she has a son, and you know, I'd always ask her advice and stuff. And well, she ended up, I had this idea that to do an in-classroom program, a writing program about origins and roots of Appalachian kids, because I feel like they're not taught how sacred their roots are. And perhaps that, and it, more than that, it's not that they're not taught it. When they get out in the world, they're made fun of for their accents. They're considered ignorant and whatever else you want to say.
Right.
And that could not be farther from the truth. And so we've sort of proved that it's not the truth. This is the sixth anthology written.
Oh, wow.
It's written by the kids. It's about to come out.
Oh my God, look at the size of that book.
Look at this.
Crazy,
okay?
Yeah.
So, I'm bad with numbers, but it's like, up to 1,500 kids now, and they are published authors by the end of the school year. And I kind of used, with Nancy, the Bank Street model, and then we got Linda Woodward involved, who's a retired teacher, and we kind of figured out how to, on the ground, I go in, teach with the teachers, we Skype, and then the big tasty thing about this is we bring in published authors that the kids in Appalachia would never have a chance to meet. So it's a year-round program in classroom. We hope eventually to make it part of the curriculum in Virginia. We're working on that.
Right.
But it, most of these kids never own a book, Clarissa, and now they're writing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And not only are you, you said, you know, you're helping these kids. I forget what the exact connection was here, but you're also doing.
I grew up there.
Right. But every week you're also doing a show on Facebook that you know, where I guess the kids can watch too. We can all watch.
I'm no Clarissa Bird, but I am.
You're an Adriana Trigiani, so
I'm whatever I am, right? I mean,
So you're doing this fabulous show, bringing on weekly authors from all over the world, and these are like huge names.
Oh yeah, we get the biggies. Because well, I've been doing it for 2 years, but then the pandemic hit. And Alexa Casavecchia, who is really my producer, she invents these, putting this one with that one and that one with this one. And then I have ideas about it too.
Right.
And then I just make sure I read the books. So yeah. I always have a lot of stuff I'm desperate to know.
Right.
Because so many people are writers. Look, 25 years ago in the United States of America, maybe 100 books were self-published. Now 1.8 million a year are. So yep. people are writing.
Yeah.
They're writing.
They so are.
They're interested and they want to hear the process. Now, those of us who are lucky to be picked up by publishers and are on bestseller lists, that's beautiful. But it's about engaging, because this is something I learned. When you read, you're there. You're actually there. So if I'm longing for something, I pick up a book and then I'm there. Well, this couldn't be better in a thing like a pandemic.
Right.
Or just everyday life. I'm inspired. If I could spin this camera around, which I can't, I'll break it. But
right.
I live a life surrounded by books because yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I love that. I forget who it was that coined the phrase. I don't know if it was the New York Times or who. That said, you are like tiramisu for the soul. And I went, oh my God, that's perfect. I love tiramisu means pick me up. Right? Not only is it an Italian dessert, but it means pick me up in Italian. Right. Like and I thought, wow, that is just, that was really kind of right on, you know. How did you feel when you heard that you were being, you know, sort of like compared to a fabulous Italian dessert?
I thought it was great.
I bet you did, because it is very good. It's
great. I mean, you know, really, I'm grateful for any positive feedback.
Sure. Listen, and you're
another thing. I just really try to get better as I do these.
Yeah.
And that's really my goal.
Here's a question I usually ask everybody when they come on, and it's always really funny. It's really a telling, it's very telling, and you can't say husbands and you can't say kids, but you can say anything else you want. And that is, in all of the years with your grand success that you've had, what would you say up to date has been your crowning moment?
There's just been so many. I'll let me think.
You can only pick one, though.
I can only pick one.
When you kind of went, damn, yeah, I've really made it now. Now I know that the hard work really was, this is why I was born, or whatever, you know.
Clarissa, do you remember a show called The Waltons?
Yes. John Boy? Of course.
Okay, like, I was madly in love with John Boy. And it's so funny. My first favorite show, and really, as a kid, where I fell in love with the form, because I ended up writing some TV, was The Waltons. It was written by a man named Earl Hamner Jr., who, oddly enough, he's now no longer with us, but oddly enough, had an Italian mother.
Okay.
And the name was Giannini.
Okay.
But they spelled it with a Y on the end.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, they were trying to blend in. His mother's family was brought to America to make wine at Monticello for Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Thomas Jefferson. Okay, so.
Wow.
I didn't know any of that when I was a kid. And I, as a grown-up, I learned it from him. But I host the Library of Virginia Awards every year. And we had a meeting, and I said, Earl Hamner. And everybody said, oh, my gosh, Earl Hamner. And I said, yes, we've got to honor him. And they all agreed, and they thought it was great. And I said, and we have to get John Boy to give him the award. So that was a big night in my life, because I'm with somebody whose work I loved and admired.
Love that.
Boy, I had the crush on, and he looked cute, too, and his wife was beautiful. But that was a really great night. That was a great night, because it was my childhood in Virginia. How hilarious. A show about seven children in the Depression era mountains of Southwest Virginia. And then, you know, I'm one of seven.
Absolutely. I'm going to throw up now the ticker. It's www.everybody. I'm Bibiana Fujani. For lots more information, you can get more information there. You can find out her social. You can find more about her show on Facebook every week. Okay, one thing, last question. One thing that you haven't done yet, that is, you know, that you need to do. It's on the to-do list, hasn't been done yet. I knew that was going to happen, because, as I said, you know, it looks like you pretty much have done it all, but you haven't. You know.
Well, you know, Clarissa, you're going to relate to this. I love to write, and I love to direct. I love to be on a movie set. I love to be in charge, and I love to make something beautiful. and make it better if I can.
Right.
Make it work if I can.
Right.
I love actors. I come from the theater. So there's a lot that I still have to do. You know, I love the theater, so I want to do something in the theater.
Okay.
I love movies, so I want to do more movies.
Okay. Nothing in mind yet, or just kind of keep it
out of tons of mind? Listen, the ideas will outlive me. Isn't that sad? In a weird way, it's sad, but it's true.
It's true. That's how quick the 20 minutes went. And I can't thank you enough for coming on, because I've had a lot of fun.
I'm like so sad.
I know. We have to do this again, you know?
We do. We'll be friends for life, I can tell already.
Everybody, Adriana Trigiani, thanks so much for coming on. Don't go away.
You're welcome.
I'm going to talk to you after.
I'll be right here. Don't worry.
Sit right there, everybody. You have been listening to
following instructions.
You do. I've directed a few things in my day too. I wonder how this is going to work. Don't go away, everybody. We are Adriana. You stay right there, everybody. We're going to see you next week. You stay well. Take care, and don't forget to go live in the limelight. Bye now.